Everyone was calling it the wedding of the century. I was calling it the worst day of my life. Granted, I might have been watched like a hawk before, by a maternal hawk, but I had never felt my imprisonment in a gilded cage so strongly. Here I was on my wedding day, trapped in my bedroom with the door guarded by the biggest footman at the house, so I would not flee.
Miss Consuelo, can you please stop crying? My maid Lucy asked as she sponged my red-rimmed eyes with cool water again. I am afraid I will make drips on your dress.
My mother had purchased my wedding gown in Paris before my betrothed, Sonny, as I must now call him, short for Sunderland, one of his secondary titles before he became the 9th Duke of Marlborough, had even asked for my hand. He had become Duke 4 years ago at age 20. The sobriquet certainly did not come from his personality, because a less sunny person I'd never met. This marriage was all about dollars and no sense. Vanderbilt money for the Marlborough title, prestige, and power.
I'm trying not to cry, I told Lucy with a hiccup. My voice was not my own.
Mama had insisted on elocution lessons amid all the others, partly so I could speak loud and clear, but now I would sound so stuffed up declaring my vows in that huge church. And where was my father? I needed him, and his presence has been scarce since Mother was divorcing him. But, ha! She needed him today to give me away, needed his respectable presence as much as she needed the Vanderbilt fortune to cover all the outrageous wedding bills.
Oh, thank heavens, I blurted out at the rap on the door. Swathed in silk and tulle, I managed to turn toward it as the footman hovering outside opened it for my father, and he hurried in.
Ever handsome, always smiling. Well, until the arguments had become so bitter and then the divorce loomed. Papa halted a few feet away, taking me in with his warm glance. And I burst into tears again, so glad to see him, so wishing he could spirit both of us away.
My dearest, don't cry. Not today, he said,
and carefully came closer, shuffling to avoid stepping on the long, pearl-encrusted satin train.
I know brides are nervous, but...
You know it is more than that. Lucy, you may leave us now.
But, Miss Consuelo, you cannot sponge your own tears, and I need to arrange the train and veil.
Later, soon, please wait outside, I said, and snatched the sponge from her.
Used to looking at my mother for confirmation, she glanced at my father, who nodded. She fled, probably much relieved.
My dearest, beautiful girl, he comforted when the door closed. Your mother has gone on ahead, so we have a few minutes to pull ourselves together.
I need longer than that. A lifetime. You will visit at the palace, won't you? You are always welcome.
The real vow I take today is to not change my beliefs to suit him, husband or not, duke or not. I do not care if the Prince of Wales himself comes to visit, and Sonny says he will. Looking both worried and proud at that declaration, Papa came closer, reaching out his strong arms to carefully hug me around my shoulders.
Of course I shall visit my dear girl, high and mighty Duchess though she may be, and you and I shall write. After all, he has promised to love and cherish you, has he not?
I shrugged. But Papa, I tower over him by half a head, and there was the most cruel Life magazine cartoon by someone called Charles Dana Gibson of us kneeling at the altar where I tower over him and my hands are tied behind my back and Mama is holding the rope to make me kneel.
I sniffled as I stepped back and used the eye sponge to wipe once more under my eyes and then my nose. I cleared my throat and tried speaking louder.
But yes, he said he would try to be a good husband.
There, you see? You must learn to ignore the cruel press.
It truly is not that which makes me feel oppressed. It is, well, lost opportunities.
I know how much you loved someone else. Poor Winthrop, too. I am sorry your mother had other plans.
I longed to scream at him that I had faced her alone on that, when I could have used his help. But then he would have lost anyway, as had I.
We spoke a bit longer, lingering, perhaps pretending this was not real. He tried to buck me up,
as my brothers would say.